The next hadith we want to cover today is hadith number 260 of the provisions. It's related by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith says, إِذَا أَطَالَ أَحَدُكُمْ الْغَيْبَ إِذَا أَطَالَ أَحَدُكُمْ الْغَيْبَ فَلَا يَطْرُكْ أَهْلَهُ لَيْلًا. That when one of you, any one of you, has been out for a long time, so somewhere where your family doesn't really know when you're going to come back exactly, so they don't have accurate information about exactly when you're going to come back. Nowadays, it's a bit difficult for this to ever happen because we've got our mobiles and cell phones and other means of communication, so people really know exactly when they're going to come. But in, let's just say there's a case where a person has gone on a long journey, they don't, their family doesn't really know when they're going to come back. It says, فَلَا يَطْرُكْ أَهْلَهُ لَيْلًا, that a person then should not return to their homes, to their family, specifically here speaking more about their wives, right? In particular, a man should not return to his wife at night time, because normally at night time, one of the reasons for this is that if she is not informed about coming back on that day, a lot of the time what used to happen is that when people used to come back, there were caravans that used to pass by on the way, there were people that used to see them, the information would reach that, okay, they're going to be coming back in the next day or two. And that knowledge would be there in general. But it's saying here that if they don't know, then you shouldn't just kind of come and intrude onto your wife at night time. And the purpose of it is that night time is a time when a person doesn't really look the part as such. They're not really dressed properly as such. They're not really made up properly as such. I'm not saying you have to use makeup or anything like that, but I'm just saying in general that the hair is not combed and it's not straight because the person is about to go to sleep. So in that case, what they normally say is that stay in the masjid or somewhere and then come in the daytime unless they've been informed. Now nowadays it's very difficult that this ever be the case, right? Because they always know. But just say suddenly you have to come back at night one day and they don't know. Or they're sleeping, you've sent a message but they haven't received the message or whatever. So it's a good idea to let them know. And it's not like necessary to do this in the sense that, let's just say you do have to, in an emergency, come back one day. That you're disallowed to come back, right, and come into your house and you have to like go and find a hotel in the middle of the night or call a brother's house and go and stay there. That is not the case. What it's speaking about is it's just that the husband-wife relationship is very important, especially after a person has come back from a distant journey and he wants to see his wife in the best of ways. So if she knows, it's fine. Now in the daytime, it's fine because normally people are, you know, dressed and, they've combed their hair and all the rest of it for others. So that's essentially what it is. That's what this is speaking about. Kind of a general recommendation for this. So if you do have to come back at night, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go home or that you can't go into the bedroom, you have to sleep into the living room and so on, right? It's just for other purposes.